This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Who's the best remaining coach in each remaining NCAA region, and does he coach the best team as well? In other words, is there a coach left capable of stealing a victory or two?
There might be two different questions there. The best coach isn't always the one that's going to steal a victory in the tournament. Right now, you look at who's left in the 16 guys. Boy, in the South, I think it's Izzo and Pearl the best, but I would worry about Dusty May. He's got Michigan playing at a very high level. I think he fits the criteria. If Michigan gets to the Final Four, it will be because Dusty May has found a way to steal a win. In the West, I think it's got to be Cal. Cal is Cinderella. I think that's the closest thing to a Cinderella with a 10 seed. Cinderella's wearing Gucci this year. You look at East, John Shire can be that guy. I think he needs to be that guy. Duke has the deepest maybe roster and the most talent, but I would like to see John Shire kind of earn respect that I think that he deserves for being a good coach and a quality guy. I don't want Nate Oates to be that guy at Alabama, but I think that John Shire has an opportunity in the East to be the coach that gets to the Final Four because of his moves, because of the way he handled things. And in the Midwest, grudgingly, it is Kelvin, don't call me Kevin, Sampson at Houston, because he is the one most likely to get his team to rise to the occasion.
Sparty's Tom Izzo. That's all I got.
Tom Izzo is the best coach left.
Yeah.
Because of what he's done in his career and how he's played it. I think that, and I know this is going to frost you, I think that Bruce Pearl's a pretty good coach. And I think that Matt Painter is a pretty good coach who's lasted a long time. I think Nate Oates from Alabama should be in the discussion. The thing that Alabama has done is they're the fastest team in the country in adjusted tempo. Mm-hmm. So he knows when to turn them on and when to kind of turn them loose. I don't know that the best coach always wins, but Bruce Pearl is another guy that you might not like. But you got to admit what he's done.
You do respect what he's done there and what he does,
what
he does everywhere
as he bounces around. So, yeah. You know, I think before you get to a John Shire or a Dusty May, those are names I would put ahead of him. But I think that this will all kind of reveal itself. I think Bobby Hurley is the best coach in college basketball.
Danny?
I'm sorry. Danny Hurley is the best coach in college basketball. But I'd rather talk about his brother.
I would rather talk about his brother, too. Mark Pope deserves credit for what he's done at Kentucky with a bunch of new players replacing Cal. So that's another one to keep an eye on.
All right. We're going to talk to one of them, Drew Valentine, the best youngest coach, not in the tournament, but in the NIT. And they play tonight. Go Ramblers. We'll talk to him next. Mullion Hall on the Score.